The row between lawyer Ahmed Nazir Abdullahi and CRA chairman Anthony Mwaura gets sour with a professional group defending him against the malicious accusations leveled against him. Chairman of Maranga Professional Group Mr. Ibrahim Adam accused Ahmed Nazir for use of unsubstantiated claims to discredit the CRA chairman. Ibrahim said the association was concerned over the spirited attack to Mwaura by the lawyer through a bi-monthly media platform meant to implicate him with awarding himself tax waivers amounting to shush 380.8 million. In the X platform, he waged an attack against Mwaura after he ordered the sack of CRA manager Rosemary Marithi after she failed to award a tender to his children to auction vehicles and tires last year at the Mombasa port. The media is the most powerful avenue that has the power to make the innocent guilty because it controls the minds of the masses, said Ibrahim. He said, Mwaura has been a victim of vicious media bullying mounted by Ahmed Nazir to settle scores with innocent persons. It is instructive to inform the public that Ahmed Nazir is a business mogul who has interest shares in banks, malls, and real estate properties, said Ibrahim. Addressing the press, he said that following President William Ruto's government tax reforms to spur socio-economic growth, CRA intensified tax collection amongst Kenyans and ensured compliance with tax and customs laws. We reliably learnt that he approached the CRA through Mwaura's office to seek tax favours accrued to a financial institution which according to an impeccable source he has a sizable share. The CRA management remained firm in tax collection that prompted the renowned lawyer to pursue a revenge mission by contriving fallacious assertions in the media, said Ibrahim. Mwaura disputed the claims fronted by the lawyer challenging him to table the alleged evidence through the requisite legal mechanism. Those are wild allegations out to malign my reputation and that of my family, said Mwaura. Ahmed Nazir said has watertight information on the corrupt deals at CRA.